This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Chinese health officials say the number of coronavirus deaths is approaching 500 and that new cases have risen to nearly 25,000. Meanwhile, a luxury Japanese cruise ship with some 3,700 people aboard has been quarantined in the port of Yokohama after suspected virus victims were evacuated and hospitalized. For the rest, a long 2 weeks ahead. David Abel is a passenger aboard the Diamond Princess.
The Japanese health authority now insist that all passengers have to remain in their cabins. We can't open the door and walk along the corridor. We are confined to cabin for the duration of the cruise.
Another shipload of passengers will be screened in Hong Kong after being denied entry to Taiwan. So far, at least 490 people in China have died from the coronavirus since it was detected in December. There are about 150 confirmed cases in 23 other countries. There has been one death outside China in the Philippines. Despite its increasing numbers globally, the World Health Organization says the virus outbreak has not yet reached the level of a pandemic. With the rapid spread of the new virus comes the worry over how it can be stopped. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Halting the spread of a new virus that has killed hundreds in China is difficult, in part because important details about the illness and how it spreads are still unknown. China orchestrated history's largest antiviral campaign by blocking 50 million people from leaving Wuhan and nearby cities where the outbreak has been concentrated. Some places are discouraging people from even leaving their apartments, and businesses and offices are closed indefinitely. Foreign governments have rushed to get their citizens out of China, while also restricting visitors from the country. And countries' efforts to hold people in quarantine to stop a possible pandemic have not always been smooth. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More news at voanews.com online. From Washington, this is VOA News.